理课堂听 class.com。
Now, get ready to listen to part of a lecture in a paleontology class. The professor is explaining how fossils are dated.
One of the most common questions asked of those who study paleontology is how we know the age of a particular fossil. It's really not as much a mystery as it might seem. There are a number of techniques that can be used to determine how long it has been since a fossilized bone has belonged to a living, breathing animal.But in today's lecture, I would like to introduce only one. That is the technique of relative dating. Unlike other methods of determining the age of fossils, relative dating does not depend on sophisticated techniques of chemical analysis. By now, you should all be familiar with what the stratigraphic record is. For anyone who may have forgotten, it is the layered arrangement created when mud, sand, or silt is deposited over long periods of time.Of course, the fossils we discover are usually found embedded in this layered structure. If you understand that the shallow layers were deposited after the deeper ones, it is pretty easy to imagine how relative dating works. But relative dating is just that, relative. It can tell you that one fossil is older than another. Unfortunately, it can't give you an absolute age in years. However, there is a way to increase its accuracy.Even to the point of yielding an absolute age. That is the use of index fossils. All index fossils share two characteristics. First, they are fossils that are commonly found. And second, they have a known time frame in the fossil record. Probably the best example of a commonly used index fossil is the trilobite. Trilobites were small, widespread animals that first appeared about 570 million years ago,and stayed around for about 300 million years, making them even more useful as dating tools than most other index fossils is the fact that during this period of time, they went through a number of changes with which we are now quite familiar. With this information, we can accurately date any layer in which trilobite fossils are found, and consequently, any other fossils that are found along with them in the same layer.Paleontologists often use combinations of different techniques to arrive at an age for a fossil. I personally know of one example where the fossil of a particular dinosaur species was found in the layer just above some lava from the eruption of a volcano. Using chemical analysis, the scientists were able to determine how long ago the eruption took place. Then, the principles of relative dating told them that the dinosaur must have died sometime thereafter.
Question number 29.
What is the main purpose of this lecture?
Question number 30.
According to the speaker, what is one limitation of the relative dating method?
Question number 31.
Why are trilobite fossils especially useful tools in relative dating?
Question number 32.
In the example mentioned by the speaker, how did the lava from the volcano help the scientists?